Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, well, we sit with the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Before we get started, let me talk about well, we got some other people here. That's right. We got my beautiful wife, co-host.
Three other people.
Lynn Golder. Are you Lynn Golder? You here?
I'm certainly here. It's
She's
strange.
Here.
I went from doing laundry and feeding the dogs, and here I am heard by the national listening audience. 5 minutes later, this is welcome to 2021. But thank you, everybody, for joining us on the September 27, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And our guest host, yes, she's in another state.
Yes.
Her name is Sherry Braun, and she's calling in from Maine. That's right, the state of Maine. Are you there, Sherry Braun?
I am here. Can everyone hear me okay?
Oh, you sound
And in the radio studio that's powered by Spectrum, we have our producer, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get right. I can't seem to find my headphones, though.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The struggle is real over here. It's real.
It's real.
For those folks that think this is a podcast, trust me, it's not. We are on the radio. And if you're driving a car and you're listening to the show, some of us are home because of
the virus.
That virus. And let me just say something right now. Right. The virus, the epidemic. Let me just say something. And I'm not trying to be political. I'm not talking. But I love my wife very much. And I have to tell you something to protect my wife. For those folks that want to be stupid and go out without masks, and just because the governor of Florida says some stupid things like,
everything's
fine out there. Or if you're in some state in who knows where. All I can say this way, whatever state you're in, listen to this radio show. You should wear a mask. That's right. So, and you should not only wear a mask if you're blind, you should wear gloves because with everything you're touching. And you should be respectful for other people and not being close to them. Because don't forget, we all want to be around in a year or two from now. So the bottom line is, try to be respectful of other people, not just yourself. This is no joke. And there's times I want to be funny. This is not one of the times I'm being funny. I'm trying to be real. I'm not trying to be political. I'm not making a political statement. I'm always trying to protect my wife because I love her very much. And all I know is one thing. If sometimes we want to go out somewhere, I want to make sure people are wearing masks. I want to make sure people are still doing things that they should do to protect us all.
We're not going to go anywhere anymore unless the establishments are following the protocol that they should be following.
What do you think about that, Sherry Brun?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And if you think you might have it, get tested and watch out and stay away. Stay out of crowds. Stay out of crowded places. The restaurants are supposed to be opening to 100% in Florida.
That's ridiculous. You
won't see me there.
We won't be there either.
What about you, Chris Shaw?
I get leery about people just walking up on me when I'm in my car. So I'm not worried about you ain't gonna see me out nowhere. And about I know my anniversary coming up, and I told my wife I'll just cook for you this year.
There you go. Well, most people are doing that, Chris. They're celebrating their birthdays or whatever at home.
Or you go to a patio in a restaurant outside.
Somewhere, yeah.
If
whatever he's comfortable with.
Well, I'm just going to eat a patty, if anything.
While we have a couple minutes, I'd like to give a couple shout-outs here. The first shout-out I'd like to give is a condolence. And we'd like to express, Blind to Beyond Radio Show, would like to express our condolences to the family of Dwight Sayer.
Yes.
Who was is the past president of the National Association for Blind Veterans, and he's very active in NFV, and he lost one of his daughters this week, and we're very sad, and our hearts go out to Dwight and his family. The next thing I'd like to remind everybody that we can win once every 30/31 days, depending on the previous month, in reference to the trivia, so please give other people a chance. So it's once every 30 or 31 days. The other thing I wanted to
You can call in all the time if you want to.
Yeah.
But just don't call in. If you won, you can call in for other things, not for the trivia.
Yeah, I'm just talking about trivia.
We're talking only for trivia.
And then the other thing is, if you could kindly try to, if you have calls that you like to call in and say hello or whatever, please try to make the calls before or after our guest caller, unless the call is directly related to the topic at the moment. It would just make things run, very smoothly that way. Sherry, do you have any shout-outs?
No, I just want to echo my sadness for Dwight and Patty Sayer, and they're tremendous people. And Amanda was a wonderful girl, and she was so cute when she was younger and involved in NFB and very loving, and it's very sad. And I don't know if they're listening, but I send my condolences too.
Well, you never know. Through the grapevine, they'll hear that we said.
Yeah.
It's just one thing after another. It seems like everything is something else
in
2020. Well, Michael, did you have any shout-outs?
No. We had a lot of birthdays in September. Did you say all the birthdays?
Yeah, we did that already. Chris, how about you? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, here's mine right here.
You know you make me wanna
shout and kick my heels up. Oh, that's wonderful. Throw my head back and shout, come on
now, don't forget to say you will. That's my shout out to Yenny and everybody. I love you and God bless you.
There you go.
All right.
And once again, Michael and I would like to wish all our Jewish friends and family a happy new year.
Yes, happy new year.
And a healthy one, please.
Because tonight is the first night of Yom Kippur. Yeah. Tomorrow is the day.
Tonight is Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur tonight.
Can I say one thing real quick? I
want to
say the notorious RBG. I just want to say what a wonderful person she was, mm-hmm. and how she really helped women. And she's the first Jewish person to lie in state and the first woman to lie in state in American history.
Isn't that something?
So, isn't that unreal? And
it really is. What a wonderful person she was.
And she died at the New Year, which means she's especially blessed, right?
Yes, you're right. You're right, Sherry. That's, we learned that, too. We didn't know that. But
I thought that was really interesting.
It really is. A lot of firsts. A lot of firsts.
That's right. So big ups going out to our condolences as well, but for her making that mile marker and that making that stepping stone in the time and presence that we're living in today, Supreme Court Justice Ruth.
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
If you folks have anything you would like to say, call us, talk to us. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Call. We'd like to hear from you. We're talking about you. Just sitting on your end. You can call. You can call and say hello. 407-894-1680. What do you want?
2 minutes, 1 minute before break. Remind everybody, Xavier Society for the Blind, that four-letter word.
Oh, yeah. Folks, Xavier. Remember that place, Xavier? It's called
Society
the Xavier.
They're really great.
Well, I cannot understand why everybody's not calling them up.
Well,
because
that knows Braille.
Anybody knows Braille?
Right.
They're giving out free. Like he said, the four-letter word that begins with F, free. free. You can call them and just say, you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Give your name and address.
That's all you have to do, period.
They're not going to grill you.
And they'll give you whatever book you want.
Right.
They got free books to give out to people in Braille.
That is really
free.
Phenomenal.
You can't say it's going to cost you a lot because it costs you nothing.
And Malachi said, all over the country. It's not just people in New York.
No, all over. Anywhere you are in this country.
And all the materials are not religious either.
No.
Nice
Have you called in? Sure.
I have not, but I have gotten things from them before. I got an alphabet book once with the Braille alphabet, and then it had the print letters in, like, different materials, so the blind child could, and I used it with my daughters who could see, and I said, see, this is an A, and I knew it was an A because I could see the Braille A, and so they learned about Braille, and they learned about print at the same time, and it was because of the Xavier Society. It was
that's funny. So you taught your kids Braille? That's funny.
They sort of know it. Not real well.
All right. So it looks like it's 7:15. We're going to go to break. And our guest caller is in the Zoom room. She's waiting. So.
Okay. Go away. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks?
Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host. If you'd like to call in, which I definitely hope you can, the phone number is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat that nice and slow, 407-894-1680. You got it. Now use it. Let me go back and introduce Sherry Brun. Sherry Brun?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can just about hear you.
Yeah, now you're not as loud.
You're not as loud now, Sherry.
Uh-oh.
I think you better go back on the phone.
I might do that.
Okay. Well, while Sherry's doing her thing, I'd like to welcome back our friend Leslie Hoskins from Leader Dogs for the Blind. And Leslie is the manager of community engagement and outreach services. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be joining you today.
Tell everybody where you're calling from. We're all over the map tonight.
I am calling from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Wow. We've got Michigan, Maine, and Florida.
We're all
isn't that
over
something? Yeah. So, Sherry, as soon as you can get back in.
Yes, I'm hurrying.
Okay.
Sorry about the tech. I'll just talk really loud for a minute.
Okay, that's fine. So, okay. So Leslie, as everybody knows or doesn't know, it's National Guide Dog Awareness Month.
Yes.
So it seems very appropriate that you call in tonight and tell us more about Leader Dog for those who might be contemplating getting a guide dog.
Yes, we're, of course, celebrating all month long by having clients on campus, which is very exciting for us. This is our third class since all of the closings and things like that. We opened back up on July 12th. So this week was actually the week our clients got their dogs, which is very exciting. And we at Leader Dog are offering our guide dog program in a couple of different formats. We've got our on-campus residential program. We also have our home delivery. And then now we have a flex program, which is kind of a combination of that on-campus and in-home delivery. And then we have, of course, our deaf-blind program, too.
Okay. Sherry, are you there? Oops, she dropped off.
I am here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am. Okay, sorry for the technical difficulties.
So you started back in July. You have classes on campus again.
Yes. So we've got clients.
That's wonderful.
Yes, much smaller than we're used to, of course, but safety, of course, is the number one concern, so we want to make sure everybody's comfortable and can keep that social distance as much as possible. And so far, it's been going really well. We've had really good feedback from our clients and our team members, so we're happy to be doing it.
Leslie, tell us, before we get talk to Sherry about her experience as a three-time client of Leader Dogs. That's right, three times.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to be a four-time client.
Okay.
Well, I'm working on that.
Awesome.
Leslie, tell us about the training, because people might be listening and think, oh, no, what do I have to do? And how do I get there? And who's paying for it? And what's the training all about?
Yeah, so the training, like I mentioned, is in a couple different formats. We really want it to be individualized, so whatever is going to work for that client the best. Of course, in order to be accepted for a guide dog, you do have to be a safe traveler as is, so be able to travel independently on routes, and then be able to come and stay away from home for a while if you're choosing to do the residential program. Of course, the application processes can all be found on our website at leaderdog.org. And all of the programs at Leader Dog are completely free to clients, and that includes room, board, and airfare.
Wow.
So no fees at all are passed on to our clients, and we just want to make sure that they have the most individualized instruction possible and that they're getting what they need out of it.
That's wow. Hey, Michael, if we didn't have all these dogs, you'd be, and you travel all the time by yourself, you would be a perfect candidate.
Yeah.
He would be. No. All he talks about is he wants a German Shepherd guide dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have German Shepherds there?
So we have about 80% of our dogs are Labradors, and then we also have some Golden Retrievers and German Shepherds.
Oh, you
and
do.
We have mixes of all of the above. We don't have as many German Shepherds, mostly, like I said, Labs and kind of Golden Retrievers, but we do have some.
Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, let's talk to Sherry a little bit, Leslie.
Yes, I would love to hear about your
experience. Hi, Leslie. Well, I'm older, so I've been through three guide dogs, and I've had three. My last one I got in 2004. I can't remember my class number, but she lived. I kind of semi-retired her at about 13, but we still did short little walks. I didn't really have anybody who wanted to take her, and I didn't want to send her back to Leader Dogs. I know there's a waiting list. I know there's people that would have loved her, but I didn't want to. I couldn't do it. It was probably more for me that I couldn't do it than for her.
Yeah.
So I had her till she was almost 16, and then she had some joint problems and some different problems, and I ended up having to put her down. And I haven't gotten another dog since. But
Bailey.
It was
Bailey.
Yeah, my Bailey. Yeah, she was a yellow lab.
And, Sweet Bailey.
It sounds like she lived a wonderful life.
She was a wonderful dog, but she was kind of silly, and she never got out of being a puppy. She never quite, like, if I were with friends and we were walking together, she would say, I know your friends will guide you. I don't have to really pay attention. And I have to kind of urge her to keep working. But if one-on-one, she was just wonderful. But I have a couple of questions. What stopped me and put me off this time is they wanted a video of me traveling. And I just moved in to a condo where I was getting used to the area. And I didn't have anybody that had the time or took the time to help me do a video. So what they've done is dropped me from the, you know, from the consideration right now, but I can, they said I could open up anytime. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any alternatives if it's hard to get the video done for you guys? Because I've never had to do that before.
No, so we really do need a video from everyone. So a couple of options that you have would be to call like a local Lions Club. A lot of times there's people there that are willing to come out and help. You know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, just with a cell phone. So we can certainly hook you up with somebody from there, or at least make a connection. Or you can always get on our wait list.
Sherry, I can help you with that sometime if you're interested. I can drive down.
Yeah, you only live like 9 million miles from me.
Well, I know, but if you don't have anybody else, I would love to help you.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
Or we do have field reps, so, you know, we can put you on the wait list for a visit, and the field rep could come help you. That just, you know, sometimes lengthens the wait time.
Right, right.
We have limited field reps, and especially with travel restrictions kind of right now,
right.
It's still up in the air where we can go. But like I said, a lot of times local Lions clubs will really help out with that.
Well, maybe right. Your son can do it, Sherry.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the one I tried to get to do it before, that kid. No. Yeah. I'll get to it, Mom. I'll get to it. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you guys. I love the school. I think the dormitory facilities are wonderful. They had just opened up not long before I came for my last dog. From rooms where you had roommates, you have a private room.
Yes.
Now they have all kinds of computer access.
Yes.
You walk out a door that goes to the outside, and it goes to this gravel area, and you take your dogs to relieve themselves right there, right by your room. So you can go out anytime you think your dog might need to go.
Yeah.
The food is like the best in the world. The reason to get a guide dog is so you can enjoy the meals. That's funny.
Everybody says or thinks they're going to come to training and lose weight from all the walking, but you eat a lot. The food is delicious.
You do a lot. It's like, I can't do this. But the other thing I wondered if you'd talk about is people who do not think they're quite up to par for getting a guide dog. Can you talk about your accelerated mobility course that you guys teach?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So it is really hard, we know, to get orientation mobility instruction kind of out in the real world. So we do offer our O&M program, which is a one-week O&M orientation mobility, which is basically the cane training. And again, just like our guide dog program, we have some very individualized programming for that. So we have introduction to O&M, which is kind of if you've never had any before, you're just thinking about having or using or starting with a cane. We'll kind of go through all the basics for you and, of course, give you a cane as well. We have a brush-up O&M class, which is if maybe you've had it, but it's been 10, 15 years and you're ready for a brush-up. Or maybe you've been working with a guide dog for so many years that you're thinking, maybe I should brush up my cane skills. We also have our guide dog readiness O&M program, which is if a guide dog is a goal of yours and you're kind of trying to get ready and think about what skills you need in order to be successful with a guide dog, that's a great program for you. And then we also have what we're calling our advanced O&M, and that's going to be for somebody who's really, you know, analyzing complex intersections all the time, constantly traveling in a new environment and having to assess a bunch of different situations, maybe incorporating some technology into their travel. So we've kind of broken it down into a couple of different programs, but again, all free, including room, board, and airfare to get here for that O&M program as well.
So can people come there? Would they come there just for O&M refreshing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be interested in a guide dog to come for our O&M program.
Wow.
That's amazing. And you get fed, too.
You get fed. Yeah, three meals a day. And like Sherry had mentioned, our residence is really nice. It's like staying in a hotel room.
It is.
So you have your own room and your own bathroom and your own exit door out to the hallway and your
amazing.
Own exit door out to the park area. So it is very nice.
Do you guys still have the practice course where you walk your dogs? And
yeah.
They were remodeling that when I was there last time. So you
oh, my goodness. You got to get back. Yes. The practice course is all really nice. It's kind of a big loop and kind of makes its way around. And we have a beautiful pavilion kind of in the area behind all of the rooms with a covered area with benches and stuff so you can
it's
sit in.
It's really nice.
Leslie,
really
nice. How long is – I don't think you mentioned it. How long is the training course?
So the O&M program is typically 1 week, and then the guide dog program, if you do the traditional residential program, is about 3 weeks long.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I do the residential program and still feel like I need help, Orlando is one of the areas of top pedestrian deaths in the United States. It is. It was the number one city a couple of years ago. And it's got incredibly hard intersections and a lot of roundabouts and things like that. Is it still possible to get some help once you've trained? And do you have complete home training available if somebody wanted it?
We do. So we have the residential program. We also have in-home delivery. So for somebody who can't be away from home for an extended period of time. And then the flex program, which Sherry might be a good option for you, is to come to campus for a couple, 2 weeks. And then actually like an instructor would kind of follow you home and do some additional training in the home too.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that
so
sounds
it's kind
good.
Of that combination.
Yeah.
And then we have the deafblind program.
Then the dog, the dog always goes on the plane with the person?
Yes.
Correct. Yep.
It never goes in the belly of the plane.
Never.
No.
Never.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
No.
But I was wondering what you said. You said that you might have an in-home program. So what happens? The trainer might bring the dog to Sherry?
Yes.
Yep,
wow.
That's exactly what happens, whether they fly or drive. The
sometimes they drive down.
Okay, that's terrific. All righty. Well, why don't you give everybody the information, Leslie, how to get a hold of Leader Dogs. I'm getting distracted here with our dogs, with their nonsense.
LeaderDog.org is going to be the best place to go to get all the information and the application. Or you can call 888-777-5332 and ask to speak with our client services, and they'll be happy to help with any questions.
Well, Sherry, do you have a final shout-out to the listening audience about why definitely consider Leader Dogs?
Although I think Leader Dogs has a variety of ways to help you get your guide dog. The staff is really great, and I think going now while the classes are smaller is probably a really good idea.
Right.
I just can't say enough good things. I've been there three times, and my first dog was in 1980, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
1980.
So I've seen a lot of changes, and it's a great school. The staff is very, they pay attention to your needs and wants, and they listen, and it's really good.
Well, thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Leslie, for joining us again tonight.
Well, thank you for Leader Dog.
We really appreciate it. And we look forward to you coming back again soon, all righty?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie.
Good night.
I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, Chris, we're going to go to break. We come back. I believe there's some callers on the line to say hello to Sherry.
You're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/program.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. We're definitely back. Oh, yes. Yes. We have on the line right now, is calling on our phone lines, 407-894-1680. We have Don calling in. Don, where are you calling in from, Don?
I'm from Jacksonville, Illinois.
Oh, you're back in Illinois. Okay.
Jackson, get closer to your phone, Don.
Yes. Don, get closer to your phone. We can hardly hear you.
Yes, I'm in Jacksonville, Illinois. I am in Illinois.
Jacksonville, Illinois.
You're in Illinois. Is it nice and cold there in Illinois?
Huh?
Are you there? Is it cold there?
No, it's not. In fact, we've had 75 degrees the last time I checked. So, no, it's been very nice here, almost Orlando-type weather.
Oh, I'd rather have your weather than Orlando type weather right now. Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. So what do you have to say for yourself, Don?
Well, I'm I'm feeling good physically and just kind of enjoying retirement, not doing anything. And but I miss Orlando. I miss you all. And I've always enjoyed listening to you, Michael and Lynn. And I consider you both dear friends. And, of course, Chris is a dear friend, no doubt about it. From the first time I talked to Chris,
Chris is awesome.
I was a fan. So I wanted to call and make sure you all knew how I was doing, and I'm doing well.
Well, thank you, and stay well.
Thank God for that.
Yes, stay well.
I will.
Thank you, Don, for calling.
Thanks for calling, Don.
You're welcome.
Keep on listening.
Hello to you.
Now, we're going to go to trivia, Don.
Right. Yeah, we're going to do
trivia.
Good night.
This is Sherry. Let's Sherry.
Okay, you go.
Okay, Sherry, this is your trivia, Sherry.
This is my trivia. Now, you just want the artist, right? Is that what
we're going to sing the song? That's right. It's Ted. Who's singing the song?
Okay, we want to know who's singing this song. I like this song a lot. It's always had meaning for me, and it's a cool song. So I picked it out. It's relatively easy. So yada.
Okay, so who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Hi, Don.
And feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun.
Judy Collins.
Rain and snow on everyone.
Well, don't say it yet. Are you still on the phone,
Don?
I'm still there.
But clouds got in my way.
Unless you want to guess the trivia.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
Don't let them know. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Come on, you guys. It's not that hard.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. So if
407-894-1680.
If I had to give you anybody, it would be Cheryl Underwood.
While we're waiting, Chris, I'm going to read a little bit about how National Guide Dog Month originated. National Guide Dog Month is in the United States. This month is a celebration of all guide dogs or service dogs. The purpose of this month-long celebration is to raise awareness, support, and appreciation for guide dog schools. And guess what? The Awareness Month was first established in 2008 as a fundraising drive. Dick Van Patten was the one who wanted to raise money for guide dog schools as he was impressed by the intelligence of those dogs and also learned that it costs about $40,000 and up to 2 years to train such a dog. In 2009, Guide Dog Month was first officially celebrated in May. Also, in 2009, the governors of Arizona, California, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, and Nebraska issued proclamations in recognition of the month. 2010, it was moved to September, as there have been conflicts with other fundraising drives. So that's a little bit of background about National Guide Dog Month.
Do you hear all the thunder in the background?
Yeah, sound effects.
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Free sound effects.
Okay, so we're waiting on the trivia. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that great song?
Oh, my goodness.
Hear that lightning? Oh, my goodness.
I did hear that. Oh, somebody's called. I hear Chris.
Okay. Who's out there?
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody calling in? 407-894-1680. Hey, Chris.
I think I'm going to disconnect. Oh, I better not disconnect the computer. I might lose the
system. Anybody calling in?
Yes, sir. We got us a caller calling in. It's part of, she's one half of the dynamic duo that's calling in. And her other partner in crime for the dynamic duo is not feeling too well. But so we're going to go all the way up to Canada.
Uh-oh.
We're going up to Canada, and we're going to talk with Carrie from Canada. Carrie, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing today?
It's kind of hard. It's like it's having Superwoman and Wonder Woman at the same time and just having Wonder Woman.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, have you guys got an answer to the trivia yet?
No, not
no.
yet.
No.
Well, then I got the answer for you. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please.
Bing.
You are listening to Both Sides Now by Judy Collins here on the Fly to the Odd radio show.
All right. Good job.
Good job. Good job. It pays to listen to the Fly to the Odd radio show. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great.
I
good job.
It. I appreciate
no one
it. I appreciate
call
it.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, it's lightning.
That was
almost hit our house. Woo,
it's coming over my way because I'm hearing the thunder roll over this way now.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh,
I'll
a lot of thunder is going on here.
All right, Carrie, hold on one moment. All right, don't go anywhere. Let's get your information. And I think one day we're going to have to get you in so you can be the board op because you sounded great doing that.
That was great.
I was just like Chris.
It didn't start yet.
All right, hold on one moment, Carrie.
Police officer that lived next door and his car got hit and the red flasher for traffic, you know, and arrest flashing in the lightning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just got a flashlight in case we lose our power.
Yeah, maybe I need to go to the car and get mine then just in case, huh?
Well, if the power goes off.
Well, the power goes off, we lose the internet. So if we disappear, there's a
risk. Hey, Chris.
I got your back.
If we go up, you'll have to handle the show if it goes off.
I got you covered from here on out if that happens, but okay. It's not going to happen.
All righty. So nobody's calling in? Oh, wait. Carrie already won.
Carrie won.
Yes. All right.
From Canada.
Okay. So tell us about Maine, Sherry. Do you love it?
I love it. I love it. I don't think I would love it at 20 below zero or 10 below zero, but right now... I wouldn't want to be any place else. The weather has been phenomenal. My friend Mark.
Does he get a lot of snow up there? Does he get a lot of snow?
No snow right now.
No, but does he get a lot of snow
in the winter? Oh yes,
of course,
yes.
Tell
everybody, which is why I wouldn't want to be there.
Tell everybody where you are. The proximity to what?
I am in a little town called Madawaska, Maine. It is up at the very tippy top of Maine. Right before you walk into New Brunswick, Canada, and if I walk like a few blocks from here and I was allowed, but I don't have my passport with me, I could go to Canada, but they're not letting anybody in unless you're an essential worker.
Exactly.
So they take care of their people with COVID-19, unlike, anyway.
That's okay, you can say it.
Unlike the people, our government, and that think everything should be all open. And anyway... But the leaves are turning. You can smell. It just smells like balls in the air. There's a little restaurant here that we go to a lot, and they make homemade apple cider with like fresh apples.
Oh, my favorite.
It is so good.
That's my favorite.
So good.
My favorite.
So good. And,
oh, wow.
So people are very friendly. The culture here is called Acadian, and a lot of people speak a version of French as well as English. So, and that comes from the Canadian culture and everything. So a lot of them migrated to Maine from Canada. And so a lot of people speak French.
I did not know that.
It's kind of a version of French. It's called Acadian. And you can hear it all the time. People talk to each other in it. And but everybody's really nice, very friendly, nice little town. And it's fun. Having a good time.
Parlez vous français?
No.
Bon appétit. Listen, I have Dave from West Palm Beach on the phone line who wants to get in with you. Dave from West Palm Beach. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're okay. How about you, Dave?
Pretty good. I'm above ground, still breathing.
I can hardly hear Dave.
I'm a happy man. So,
good.
This is for the contest.
Oh, somebody
won it already. Young lady from Canada.
Oh, boy. You know something? Okay. My dog, I'm walking my dog. She kept telling me it's Joni Mitchell. And I said, no, I don't think so. I think it's Judy Collins.
That's right.
But I could have been off on both of those counts. I'm not sure.
No, you got it. Judy Collins.
Judy Collins.
Yeah, it was. Hey, I enjoy your show.
Try to get the next one.
Try to hook up to it.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
And thank you for calling in.
Don't forget you're competing with football.
There'll be another trivia very shortly.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Okay, thanks for listening.
May I say something that might take 10 seconds?
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Don Wilkerson, who just called in, he went to the Illinois School for the Blind, and Judy Collins was from that area. And when they were kids, she would come visit the school and perform for them and meet all the kids and talk to them. So he actually knows Judy Collins.
Oh, my gosh.
She remembered him, and when she did her retirement and had was interviewed by somebody on National Public Radio,
she called in, Mike Lynn.
And they said, well, we're not taking calls. And they said, tell her it's Don Wilkerson from the School for the Blind, and she knew who he was, and she had him talk to her.
Amazing.
I thought that was
story.
So cool. That was
amazing
so cool.
Story. Did I hear Chris in the background?
Yes. On the phone line with us right now, we got our other good friend, Dave, from Fern Park on the phone line. Dave, you there?
Okay.
Yay.
I am here. Hello, guys and girls. Good to hear everybody.
Hey, hi, Dave. How goes it?
It's going great. You're sounding excellent from all the way from Maine. I was going to mention
I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah, I bet you are. Hey, you know, the guy would have been wrong on the trivia, of course, as far as that particular singer was Judy Collins, but Joni Mitchell did do that song, so he wouldn't have been totally wrong. There's actually, Jerry actually did a version of that, so he would have shown that he did a little research before he called. That's what it would have meant. But, do you have any idea how close where your located is to Fort Kent, Maine? Do you know, is that anywhere close to you?
Yes, it's only about a half hour away. And when I first got here, one of the things they wanted me to get a test for COVID, although I know I'm fine, I had a negative one. So that's where we had to go to get it. So last Monday we went. I'm supposed to get my results like tomorrow. But, yeah, it's about a half hour from here.
Well, I've got a ham radio buddy up there in Fort Kent, and that's why I asked.
Wow.
I knew he was on the border there. I used to talk to him quite a bit. So, I've got to say that the girl from Canada, Carrie, I love hearing her call in. She is just awesome. She's got more positive energy and just I just love to hear her call in by herself or with her buddy, so I hope that she'll keep on calling in there. So
she's really cool.
Carrie lives in a beautiful area too. I looked up, you know, when I had to send her prize, and I looked up the town, and it's another beautiful area where she's in.
So that's in British Columbia, right?
Yeah.
I love. Brenda and I've been up there a couple times now, and to be honest with you, I can safely tell you right now, if Donald Trump, God forbid, makes it in another 4 years, I'll be calling you from British Columbia.
But it's not happening. Oh, wow, you're both moving there.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
I will leave if he wins.
No, Biden will be in the White House, so it's not happening. Don't worry. But.
Whatever you do, make sure that you have a 5-bedroom more for me, my wife, and my family, and Mike and Lynn.
You got
it,
man.
You can come visit us. Sounds like a plan.
We can do that.
We'll welcome all visitors, won't we, Dave?
There you go.
The Blind and Beyond radio show from Canada.
We'll form a commune up there. Blind people who used to live in the United States.
There you go. former patriots.
Yeah.
You all better listen
next week, because we're going to have a young lady calling in from Pittsburgh. I don't know if you remember, her son, little Tommy Marshall, years and years ago, he was little, and now he's 11, and she's so worried about the benefits and Tommy, so you make sure you listen next week.
We will.
To Jessica calling in, yes.
And I've got good friends in Pittsburgh, so I will tell them to listen in as well.
Oh, good. Is it raining over there, David? It's horrible here.
Right now it's not, but it rained earlier, and I'm hearing thunder in the distance, so...
Well, you
it's
must
around.
Have sent it up this way. I'm hoping it's moving north.
And I got the wrong shoes on to be out here in this weather.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Put your shoes on. Just see what you're missing
over.
Up down here, Sherry? You might be better off where you're at. Do you
see
what you're missing out on?
I love it where I'm at.
I'm not missing Florida at all.
And she's going for a lobster roll.
Don't rub
it
in.
For my lobster roll.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Brenda had her COVID test yesterday because she has got her surgery tomorrow, so she had to take a COVID test, and they got it back quick, you know. So
I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't know if that I could say that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, but we wish Brenda all the best, and hopefully everything goes well.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh yes, you know it's safe to say, and we're
they don't let you in the hospital unless you have a test.
Well,
you gotta have the test, man.
Well, tell her we're rooting for her for sure.
All right, I surely will.
All right, David.
All right, kids. Alrighty. Thanks for letting me on. Appreciate it.
Oh,
you're
welcome,
calling.
David.
Okay. Have a safe trip back.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, take care, Dave.
Bye bye.
So, folks, I hope you all belong to AARP, especially when you're over 50. 38 million of us, Lynn and I, belong to AARP. And if you don't belong, you definitely should. First of all, you can't say about the price because it's only $12 a year. And they have tremendous things. You can use them at restaurants. They give you discounts at restaurants, at hotels, car rentals, all kinds of things you can use, discounts. It's amazing when you get the AARP. And don't forget, it's not a political organization. They fight for senior citizens. That's what it's all about,
not
seniors.
Sure, especially now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, now more than ever.
AARP, the only way to go. And you should belong.
I agree. I've been in since I was 50. I do.
That's right.
So I've been in it a long time, and I always went for like 3 years at a time because, like, you never know what's going to happen, and I don't want to pay my dues too far in advance. But, I love AARP. They have a lot of benefits, too.
Yep.
So,
especially discounts at restaurants.
Yeah, that's cool. And hotels. And sometimes even air flights.
Yep.
It's a good organization.
You always have to ask. You say, you have discounts for AARP? And they say, yes. I said, no.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants.
Denny's does.
Denny's gives you 15% off. And a lot of places like Outback gives you 10% off.
Oh, does it? Thank you for telling me. You can go to their site and look at all their discounts, but I haven't done it. I need to do that.
Right, and you can get insurance through them, a life insurance, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's great.
We get their monthly publication.
Okay, guys, where's everybody that was going to call in? Come on.
Okay, well, maybe they'll call in the second hour. So in a minute, we're going to the top of the hour anyway.
Yes.
Then
okay. We're going to go very soon to the second hour of the Blind Me On radio show. And don't forget, please, when you go outside, wear your mask. And don't worry, even in Florida, wear your mask.
Did I mention RB Medical?
No.
I guess I didn't mention
RB Medical.
Speaking of masks, don't forget.
Good segue.
RBMedicalSupply.com. They have everything there. And don't forget your.
It's all made in USA.
You get your $10 off. I'll tell the code when we come back.
Use the good mask. What's it called?
N95. Yeah.
All righty.
All right.
That's the story. We're going to have a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Me On radio show.